SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. One person is dead, several wounded when a gunman opened fire today in a coffee shop in Nashville. Police are still searching for the suspect. United States dismissing as nonsense Russia's allegation that Ukraine was involved in last week's deadly attack in Moscow. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House said it is abundantly clear that the Islamic State was solely responsible for the concert hall attack that claimed more than 140 lives. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. even tried to help prevent the terrorist attack. He told reporters that the U.S. passed to Russian security services a written warning of an extremist attack on large gatherings in Moscow. Kirby said it was one of many such warnings provided in advance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wall Street launches into the second quarter of the year on the heels of a stellar first quarter. The market's rally, driven in part by hopes of a Fed interest rate cut, perhaps in June. Here's Rich Thomason.
The stock market ended the first quarter in record fashion, gaining 47 points. The Dow closed Thursday at a record 39,807. While the Nasdaq ended just below its all-time high, the S&P 500 set another record, and over the first 3 months of the year, the S&P gained an impressive 10.2%. Tech stocks were among the market's best first-quarter performers. Shares of Supermicrocomputer soared an extraordinary 255%. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities say tugboats were not escorting that massive cargo ship when it lost power in the port of Baltimore. Maritime experts say the disaster drawing renewed attention as to whether the tugboats should be used. This is SRN News. A new look at faith in America.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the only group of believers that is growing in this country is non-believers. 26% of Americans are religiously unaffiliated, up from 21% a decade ago. All faith groups are seeing declines in membership, with Catholics leading the way down. The poll does indicate that white evangelical Protestants are losing the least number of people, holding just about steady. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, pro-life groups in Croatia urging the government there to ban abortion. There are regular vigils outside clinics and marches that do draw thousands. Abortion is legal and generally available in Croatia, but in 2003, doctors were granted the right to refuse to perform the procedure. That's resulted in women traveling to neighboring Slovenia, where abortion laws are more liberal. This is SRN News. Massive data breach at AT&T. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The telecommunications giant's notifying millions of customers about the theft of personal data recently discovered on the dark web and contains information such as social security numbers for about 7.5 million current AT&T account holders and 65 million former account holders. The company's already reset passcodes of current users and will be communicating with account holders whose sensitive personal information was compromised. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
That Easter weekend storm that slammed into Southern California, bringing more rain and mountain snow to a region already drenched by a wet winter, forcing a major road to close down for part of the day. That storm bringing more than 4 inches of rain in some area and 2 feet of snow. Lawmakers in a dozen states proposing legislation to allow chaplains in public schools. More details at SRNNews.com.